she's telling me, and other mothers are saying, that their children are sending videos of the rush for the bus. And it's ridiculous. It's like a rugby scrum. People are going to get hurt. And it's not the kids' fault, because they're terrified that they're going to be the ones that's left. There was another situation, Greg. The reason my daughter was left yesterday was probably because of another incident that happened this time last week. Again, my daughter was the last one, no seat for her. The driver then said, oh, right, you're the only one that's not got a seat. Right, you have to sit on the floor of the bus. She had to endure a really humiliating journey home, sitting on the floor of the bus in her school uniform with all of her peers around her. I telephoned the owner of the bus company, and, you know, I stressed to him that this could not be happening anymore. He was obviously kind of shocked that it had happened and said that he would speak to his driver. Now, we both agreed, he and I, that I could very easily have been a mammy that angrily phoned him saying, well, why is my daughter being left at the school and she's the only one? Mm-hmm. And the driver is in that dilemma of, I left a child behind.